And now, it's your turn with Dave Malarkey. 724-283-2525. It's Butler County's only live call-in talk show. It's your turn. Weekdays from 12:30 to 2 on 680 AM WISR and worldwide on the internet at WISR680.com. It's your turn. 724-283-2525. And now, it's your turn with Dave Malarkey.
Well, good afternoon once again, everyone. Welcome. Nice to have you with us on the Friday edition of It's Your Turn. Friday, at last, yes. November 3rd, first weekend in November, staring us in the face here. You know what happens every year on the first weekend in November, right? Yep, we change the clocks. Well, for Sunday in November, we change the clocks. Been that way for a while. Didn't used to be, but it is now. Some years ago, Congress extended the amount of the number of weeks that run daylight saving time. We used to switch back to standard time earlier in October. And we also switched back to daylight saving time later in the spring. But I kind of like it the way it is. We really need standard time for a few months in the dead of winter to get the young kids off to school in daylight. Because if we didn't go back to standard time, it would be 9 o'clock in the morning before the sun was coming up. I mean, it would be brutal for the little ones, you know. Well, for anybody, for that matter. Getting off to catch a bus or get off to work. So we do it. Does it bother you? Never has affected me. I know there are people here at work, colleagues of mine, who they fret about this every time we do it, twice a year. I've read articles in magazines about people who are gravely upset. I don't know. These people must go to bed at exactly the same time every night and get up at exactly the same time every morning. I don't do that. I get up at the same time, but I hardly ever go to bed at exactly the same time. Sometimes I take a nap so I can stay up a little later. Sometimes you have stuff going on during the week. You can't get to bed at your regular time. You make up for it the next day, whatever, right? And that's really all you do when you change the clocks. And it's only an hour, you know. And this weekend, we get an extra hour of sleep. So I can't see how that could really bother anybody that much. I mean, if it bothers you that much, just get up early. You've solved the problem. It always seems to me that it's people looking for something to complain about. But I could be wrong. Or maybe there are some people who are drastically affected by that one-hour change. I'm not sure. Open talk on the first portion of the program today. Our phone number is 283-2525, 283-2525. We'll have guests later on the program today. We will be talking about and getting a few laughs, actually, I think, talking with Alan Klein about secrets that kids know that adults ought to learn. And that raises all kind of questions, doesn't it? Well, it's an interesting point of view. We'll be talking with him. We'll also be talking a little bit later on the program today about a program that just kicked off today, I think. It's called Hang Tough, Stocking Stuffers, Stockings Stuffed with Care and Love. So I'm not totally familiar with all this, but we'll get the details on it with Sharon Snyder. She'll be here a little bit later on the program to fill us in on that. But first off, it's Open Talk, 283-2525, the number, 283-2525. Do you get a straw when you go out to eat at a restaurant? Do you? And I mean, it could be, a sit-down restaurant, fairly, high class, or it could be a fast food restaurant. You almost always get a straw, right? If you're at a sit-down restaurant and you get even if you just get water, a glass of water, you get a straw. Huh? Do you ever think about where those straws go? Do you ever think about how many straws we use in the United States every day? An interesting article by Brian O'Neill in the Post-Gazette. He's actually had two articles on this subject. He had one a week or so ago, and then had a follow-up article. The number is astonishing. In fact, it's astronomical. Let's take a guess. How many straws do you think, just in the United States, how many straws do we use every day? Give up? 500 million. 500 million straws get tossed into the garbage every day in the United States. Day after day after day after day. 500 million. And where do they go? Well, landfills, or some of them end up in the ocean because they're plastic. Most all straws are... When's the last time you had a paper straw? I can't remember. They're plastic these days. And that doesn't biodegrade for ages. And so some of it ends up in the ocean, and that was what Brian O'Neill's articles were about. He says, I like to think when I get a piece of fish, I'm eating a fish that hasn't ingested plastic. And many fish have these days. Plastic has been found in fish. It doesn't go away, folks. These straws, they stick around forever. There are huge, what they refer to as garbage dumps of plastic items, not just straws, but other stuff. Plastic bottles, those plastic rings that, you know, like if you buy a six-pack of root beer or something like that, or regular beer, for that matter, and they're held together with those plastic rings, you know, those things. All that stuff, garbage bags, all that plastic. And much of it gathers because of the currents. It just gathers in these huge, literally waste dumps in the ocean. Very sad. So what can we do? Well, we could go back to paper straws like we used to have in the olden days. I can remember them when I was a kid. Paper straws, they biodegrade very quickly, just like paper bags do. But who uses paper bags at the grocery store anymore? Very few people, right? You get those thin plastic things. Or a lot of people take their own bags. Now, that takes some effort. You know, you got to get used to doing that. You got to keep them in your car. And, of course, when you get home, you take them into the house, empty all your groceries out or whatever, and you got to take those back to the car so you have them for the next time. It takes some work. But a lot of people do that. You can buy them for a song in many, many stores, grocery stores, other stores. Usually the store has their name slapped on it. So, you know, they'll give it to you for 99 cents or something. Like that. That's a good deal. Or, if you do use plastic, you can recycle it, which I have done for several years now. Then there are many stores that have a big container right near the entrance where you can dump that stuff and they recycle it. And that's pretty easy. You just save it up until you have, you know, a whole trash bag full or a shopping bag full and dump it off the next time you go to the grocery store or the department store or whatever. But straws, I hadn't thought about that until I read this article by Brian O'Neill, and I had no idea it was that many. 500 million straws every day are tossed out by Americans. It's astonishing. What a number. I don't know. Could you ask your favorite restaurant to, hey, everything about going back to paper straws? Or maybe not giving straws out unless people have... I mean, some people need straws. If you have a trouble, dental problems or something like that. But most people don't, right? 283-2525 is the number. It's Open Talk. Let's go back to the phones here. Hi there, caller. This is Dave. Go right ahead. It's your turn.
Well, you know, you're mentioning about the straws that are wasted, and I certainly agree with you. That's kind of unnecessary to have that many straws go into the trash every day, but I was just thinking the last few times I was out at a restaurant that when they bring you a glass of water and they take a wedge of lemon and put it on the edge of the glass.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do with that lemon, Dave? If you're like me, I don't squeeze it into my water. I just dispose of it immediately.
I request no lemon anymore because, I don't know, I just I get a little queasy thinking about, you know, how long ago was that lemon cut up? How long was it laid in a dish? How many people have reached in that dish to grab a lemon for how many drinks? You know what I mean?
Well, think of the millions of lemons every day in this country that are basically just discarded and wasted. Think of the fuel that went, the fertilizer to grow those lemons, the cost of picking them, fuel to transport them, and then we throw them away, and then somebody has to transport them to a landfill or something somewhere. You know, you get the lemon with your fish. Do you squeeze the lemon on your fish? I guess some people do.
I do that. I will tell you that. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. How about the sprigs of parsley? Do you eat that parsley or do you throw it away?
Nobody eats parsley except Peter. Peter Rabbit eats parsley.
Well, there's just so much in the restaurant business that kind of seems illogical and doesn't make sense to me. And it seems like it's like a custom or a habit that we do those things. And for what end? I guess it's just kind of wasteful.
Yeah, good point about the lemons. I seriously have. I specifically order when I get water, and that's usually what I get because I stopped getting sugary drinks several years ago. By the way, if you haven't stopped doing that yet, boy, once you get used to it, it's very, very easy. I would almost automatically get a Coke or a Pepsi or something. And since I must be about 4 or 5 years now that I switched over to water, and after a short period of time, you never miss it.
Oh, absolutely. I agree completely.
Yeah.
What about the Guinness?
The Guinness is good for you. It has all sorts of nutrients and vitamins.
You are correct, sir. All right. That's all for today, Dave. Thank you. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, my friend.
Bye-bye.
You too. Thanks. Bye-bye. 283-2525. Well, we're kidding a little bit there. But, yeah, paper straws. And I, at some point when I was a kid, they even had something. They were pretty horrible, as I recall. They're called flavor straws. Pat Parker, are you old enough to remember? Ever hear of those flavor straws? They were paper straws, and there was, some kind of powder or something inside of them that whenever you put them in a glass of milk and then you sucked on the end, it changed the milk to chocolate or whatever. They were horrible. It was about as good as Tang. In fact, it was probably made by Tang, for all I know. But the reason I remember it is they were paper straws. They were paper straws, which biodegrade, you know. Back to the phones we go. Hi, caller. This is Dave. Go right ahead. It's your turn.
Hello, Dave.
Hi. How you doing?
Oh, not too bad. You're talking about plastic waste.
Mm-hmm.
And I just the other day was reading something about that, the giant ocean of it. In the ocean, in the Pacific, I guess.
That's where, as I understand it, that's where most of it ends up because of the ocean currents or something. That's where they have these huge whirlpools, miles and miles across, of just plastic swirling around.
I thought it was something like the size of the state of Texas, sir.
Some of them are huge. It's scary. It really is. It really is.
Well, you had, was that you that had Jim Roddy on a week or two ago?
Yeah, last week.
Thought you were talking about the Shell cracker plant.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, you know now what its reason for being is.
Well, they're making plastic, yeah.
They're going to make plastic.
Yeah.
More plastic. That's what we need. All this Marcellus, this wondrous, amazing boon to mankind.
Well, now,
and they're going to make plastic.
Just a second now before you go too far, because I use a lot of bottled water. But I conscientiously recycle every single bottle, and I really am conscientious about that. And you can recycle the plastic bags you get, you know, those flimsy, thin plastic bags you get at Walmart and at a grocery store and whatever. They can all be recycled. And it's very easy to do, you know, very easy to do, really.
Well, it was just amazing to me that I don't know if you've seen the place yet. It is incredible. It is, well, matter what it's being made for, the amount of construction they've done in a short time, it's huge.
Yeah, it's amazing. But the thing about, to get back to the plastic, straws, you know, people don't recycle straws. When's the last time you saw somebody taking a straw home with them from a restaurant? No. You throw it in the trash, which seems like, you know, it's minuscule until you read that statistic. Americans throw out 500 million plastic straws every day. It's astonishing.
Well, these landfills, they could be stuff I've read. I think Popular Mechanics had a story in there about in the future, landfills may be like a gold mine. They'll just like strip mine them, and you know, they'll have the machinery, the mechanisms, and process to just sort everything out and, you know, reuse it.
They don't do any
materials just laying in there other than the biodegradable junk.
I don't know how the, I haven't checked into that in recent years. I wonder how our landfills here locally are doing. I know there's one.
Well, they're pretty impressive. I saw the one up 308 there the other day. It's pretty big.
I've been driven past that one. And if you go back one of the side roads, I forget what road it is, then you realize really how big that place is, because it goes back in there quite a ways.
Yeah. Well, on the natural gas there anyway, being used, I mentioned that on the, you know, going into plastic now.
Mm-hmm.
But I've been trying for 10 years to find out how they price this natural gas for residential consumers particularly, and I have yet to find out. You know, I mean, anybody can go anytime right now on the Internet and see the price of gas at the wellhead, they call it.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And, well, I understand. I mean, they would have to pay that plus, you know, an increase of whatever, double their money on it. But as far as the transportation of it in the lines, this is like super mystery stuff. Like I say, I've been trying, I know, 10 years now. And just recently I talked to the Consumer Advocate Agency out in Harrisburg there.
Really?
And, well, I've been went to their hearings and stuff around here on that, hiking the rate. And, well, I told them I wanted to know how what you do if you want to go out to the PUC office in Harrisburg to look. I mean, what's available? What do you have to do to get in there? And is it like, do you need somebody to go with? Can you just go read this stuff or see what the deals are? Oh, you don't have to do that. They said, we'll send you a package. It's going to be the end-all, be-all of what you want to know. And it was nothing but just a bunch of paper, you know, like lawyers do, send somebody a bunch of garbage you have to sort through, and there's nothing in there. But I wish, I would like to, if there's anyone out there listening that's interested in that like I am, I would sure like to get some sort of insight on how they, it's just, I think we're just, I mean, if I hear one more of these people from a gas company or somewhere saying that, oh, it's a great, you know, consumers are getting a great deal. You know, I don't, it's just, it's the exact opposite.
Well,
paying more than we ever have.
From what I've heard on the, we're talking about natural gas now, it's pretty much supply and demand. I mean, we are overwhelmed right now with the supply of natural gas. We have it coming out of our eyeballs.
Right.
And so that's why the price is so low. I mean, it was not 10 years ago, there were great concerns as we headed into the winter heating season that nobody was going to be able to be afford to pay their gas bill, you know, for their furnace.
Well, yeah, the price is so low at the, well, what is it, $285 or something? Now I forget. It hovers around $275 to $3 lately for quite a long time, you know, at the wellhead price, they call it, you know.
But, well, we'll see.
I mean, it's all the magic is in the moving it around, whatever. That's, they won't tell you what they won't tell you how they calculate that. There's no way to find out the pricing on that, how it's calculated.
Mm-hmm. And people with leases, you know, from Marcellus, it's of great interest to them because they want to make sure that they're getting what they should get, you know.
Well, sure, I don't blame them. I mean, if I had enough acreage, I'd have one. But they're drilling holes everywhere around here, you know, and every the hole for how many years did we hear, you know, even if you're not a even if you didn't get lucky and, you know, you have a well and you're getting royalties, everyone's going to benefit from these super low prices, but paying more than I ever have in, ever.
Thanks for the call, my friend. Always good to talk with you.
Okie doke. Yeah, take her easy.
Sure. Thanks a lot. 283-2525 is our number. It's Open Talk. You're on the It's Your Turn program today. 283-2525. Open Talk. I don't think I'm ever going to be able to get a straw again and not think. I mean, sometimes, you know, if you go through the window of a fast food place, you know, a burger joint, they usually just put it in the bag, you know. So I guess you have to ask, say, no straw, please. Hold the straw. 500 million plastic straws thrown out every day by Americans. And, you know, they use these in other countries, too. Pretty amazing. Well, it makes me buckle down even more on my recycling. It's hard to believe 30 years ago we didn't do this. Recycle. Just about everybody does now, right? Everybody has the bins, you know. Let's take a break. We'll be back with more of the Friday edition of It's Your Turn here on WISR. Just a moment. One of our sponsors is Miller's Shoes. Miller's Shoes at 215 South Main Street in downtown Butler. Celebrating just within the past couple of weeks their 125th anniversary. 125 years. They've been serving our area. And that's literally generation after generation after generation of many, many families in this area. And they're still your headquarters for shoes and boots and slippers. And boots, you know, we've had the first really kind of raw weather of the season within the past couple of weeks now. And we've got more of it coming over the weekend. So check your boots. You're going to need them pretty soon. Galoshes, overshoes, rubbers. Check it out. I know a couple of years ago I needed to get a pair of overshoes because, you know, you can't always wear. I don't know. Guys, I think, have it tough because, you know, there are lots of very high fashion kind of like shoe boots for women. Guys don't have that stuff, so you need the overshoes thing. And mine split. I've had them for a long time, I must say. They split right at the heel, and of course they wouldn't stay on, and the water got in there, or they're worthless. So I went down and said, Jimmy, I need a pair of overshoes. I'm not kidding you, folks. I was out of there in 3 minutes. It was just like that. And got a great pair. He said, these are the Cadillac of overshoes. And they're still working. So shoes, boots, slippers. And don't forget, with the holidays just around the corner, gift certificates are always available from Miller's Shoes. It's kind of tough to, you know, buy a pair of shoes for somebody. But a gift certificate and let them go to Miller's, pick out their own shoes. Yeah. Trotters, Timberland, Rockports, SAS Comfort Shoes, all the famous name brands of athletic shoes. You'll find all of that and more at Miller's Shoes, 215 South Main Street in downtown Butler for 125 years.
Whether you're a competitive athlete or a weekend warrior, any injury that keeps you on the sidelines is not one worth having. The sports medicine specialist at Tri-Rivers Musculoskeletal Centers will help you get back into action so you can keep up your lifestyle. Our experts understand that the same treatments for competitive athletes can be used for those who just want to be able to stay active. They accept major insurance plans, including both Highmark and UPMC. Learn more about how you can get back on the field by visiting TriRiversMSK.com.
Looking for a way to make your company's benefit package a little more competitive? Here's one that's so easy, more than 130 local organizations and businesses have added it to their programs. Membership in Armco Credit Union. At Armco Credit Union, your employees will have access to the best loan rates and more free banking services, while direct deposit and payroll deduction options make it convenient for both of you. And best of all, it doesn't cost you a thing. Learn more at armcocu.com or by calling 284-2020. Armco Credit Union is an equal opportunity lender and is insured by NCUA.
Welcome back. It's the Friday edition of It's Your Turn here on WISR. It's Open Talk right now. 283-2525 is our number, 283-2525. Speaking of recycling, how about recycling houses? We were talking about this, I don't know, 3 weeks ago. And to be honest with you, I don't recall exactly how it came up in the conversation, but we were talking about the house that they moved in downtown Butler, the old Troutman Mansion, it was called, on North Main Street, and they moved it about a block down the street and then over, and it's now in a new location, facing a different direction. Beautiful house, Victorian house. And I was reminiscing about that, and good friend of the radio station, Tom Bonet, emailed me a picture. He had a photograph of that house being moved, and I had forgotten. It was a huge crowd on Main Street watching, and they had, looks like about 60 pairs of wheels under this house moving this thing. 2.5-story house. Thanks, Tom. That was pretty neat. And there's repurposing. Instead of being torn down, it's a beautiful house right now. Gorgeous. 283-2525 is the number. Hi, caller. Thanks for waiting. This is Dave. Go right ahead. It's your turn.
Hi, Dave.
Hello.
Hi, Dave. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Go ahead.
The daylight savings time not only bothers me, it bothers the cows for their milking.
I've heard this, but I don't know. 1 hour difference? Does it really make that much difference? 1 hour?
They say it does if they put the cows on. They have to keep them on their regular time. And it bothers me because I end up breaking one or two of the clocks when they fall down or mess. I have to go buy some new clocks. I think that's who's behind it, these clock makers.
Well, I've talked to people who say they are very disrupted by the. Maybe I'm just lucky. I don't know. I have never had any problem with it. I just my biggest problem is remembering to do it. You know?
You probably don't have any clocks to turn back.
I've got quite a few.
I do too. Thank you for having me on, Dave.
Sure. I never thought about cows. Thanks, my friend. Good thought. Thank you. 283-2525, our number. Open talk here. Let's go to. Where are we going? This line is next. Hi, caller. This is Dave. Go right ahead. It's your turn.
Hello, Dave.
Hi. Nice to talk to you.
And you too. You do a tremendous job.
Well, thank you.
I just wanted to say that. Dave, I was calling about this recycling business.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I could talk to somebody else about this. I don't know. Is it your understanding that you can only recycle plastic products that have a 1 or a 2 in the triangle at the bottom?
I don't think so. There are some other numbers. I know there's a 3, and I think there's at least one other one. But I think that's mainly for identification purposes. I mean, quite frankly, if you couldn't recycle them, then why would they put that triangle on the bottom to begin with?
Well, I don't know. It seems kind of goofy to me. I went to a doctor, an eye doctor in Leechburg. He was in charge of the recycling in Leechburg, Pennsylvania. And he told me, I said, how do you know what you can recycle? And he said, look at the triangle. If it has a 1 or a 2, you can. If it has another number, you can't. And I said, why is that? And he said, don't get me started. He got a little irritated, indicating that because I have certain products there, like yogurt and some other, that have another number, and I just thought you couldn't recycle them. I didn't know.
Well, I'm going to have to do a little digging on this because I'm intrigued now the more you talk about this. I know I've seen higher numbers, and I'm thinking if I had to take a guess right now, and this is just a supposition here, maybe in different parts of the country there are, because the recycling places are few and far between, maybe some can handle the higher numbers and maybe some can't. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So maybe
I have an empty yogurt container in front of me, and it has a 5 in the triangle.
I've seen a 5. I've seen a 7, too. I could be wrong.
I just pitched them because of what that doctor told me. And, I try to recycle religiously, like I heard you say you do.
Mm-hmm.
And I just get upset whenever I, see the... I think I can't recycle them, so I throw them in the garbage. and I don't know if I'm doing the right thing or not.
I am going to check this out, and I'm going to check it out very quickly. I'm going to check with our friends at Pennsylvania Resources, and I'll check with the Butler County waste management people, too, the waste recycling. I will get the answer for you.
Okay.
And for me, too, because I'm intrigued now that you bring it up. I'm very intrigued.
Well, I am, too, and it just irritates me that I throw these ones with a five or, a number higher than a three.
Mm-hmm.
I throw them in the garbage, and I don't like to do that at all. So I hope if you find out that I hear the results that you find.
I will. I'll be talking with Justin Stockdale here in another week or so, and I will let you know.
Okay. And, Dave, once again, you do a tremendous job. I think you are a tremendous asset to Butler County and any place else that runs into you.
Oh, those are very nice thoughts. I appreciate
them,
my friend.
They're sincere.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dave.
Sure.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 283-2525 is the number. Let's see. I've got to make sure I know where I'm going here. This line is next. Hi, caller. This is Dave. Go right ahead. It's your turn. Go on to the next one here. Hi, caller. This is Dave Malarkey. Go right ahead. It's your turn.
Hi.
Hi.
According to the paper that we received from, I guess it's Vogel.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it says 1 and 2.
Hmm.
Stamped on the bottom, and that clear plastic soda bottles, milk and water jugs.
Mm-hmm.
Liquid detergent, bleach, and softener bottles.
Hmm.
And, of course, glass and aluminum.
Well, I will check because it seems to me that maybe in some other places, with some other contractors, they're able to do different numbers because, now think about it for a second, why would they put the numbers on there?
Yeah, and not only that, if they're interested in recycling, why wouldn't everybody just use the material that comes in 1 and 2?
Well, that's
true,
too.
Package their product, yeah.
Yeah.
But it also says it cannot recycle number 3 through 7 on the bottoms.
I'm supposing that in some places they can, depending on the recycling plant, but I'm going to check that out.
Okay.
I'm going to check that out. It's you know when you, what did I toss into the bin the other day? It was vitamin pills, I think. Supplement pills. Mm-hmm. And you could easily tell that the container, the plastic jar was different material than the lid, okay?
Yes.
The lid was a very shiny plastic, and the container was a very matte finish, very dull. And sure enough, they had different numbers in them,
Yes.
I looked inside, and different materials, so.
And it actually says that lids are not recyclable. Be sure to remove and discard. So.
Do you take labels off stuff before you throw it in?
I do not. You know, I sometimes wonder, now, whatever you take, you have to rinse them out,
mm-hmm.
And recycle them. Well, are we defeating our purpose by using all the water to clean them that we're saving by saving the plastic?
I don't know. And how do you get those, you drive yourself nuts trying to take all the labels off.
Yes.
Thanks, my friend. We try to do the right thing, right? We hope we're doing the right thing. Yeah.
Yep, I believe in it, so enjoy.
Me too. Thanks a lot.
Mm-hmm, bye-bye.
Okay. Hi, caller. This is Dave. Go right ahead. It's your turn.
This is Dave also.
Yes.
I have a three-unit complex, and I pay one trash bill for the whole place is up to 10 bags. And then I'm charged for 3 recycle fees. Is this, I was going to go to a town meeting and find out if that was proper.
Wow. Where do you live, sir?
I don't know. In Butler.
Oh, in the city or in the township?
City.
Okay. I don't know offhand. I know the only reason I ask you is because every municipality has its own garbage contract and recycling contract. So it's different every place.
Yeah, I can't talk the other people into recycling in the building, but I was just wondering if I pay one. There should be one recycle fee for the place, and like I said, I was going to go to a town meeting, and it's not in the literature I received. So, and then they're changing to waste management again. here soon.
Yeah, the first of the year, I think the city changes from Vogel to Waste Management, yeah.
Yeah, and they just got done with Waste Management. So, well, if any callers know if they're paying for more than one with a one bill for the trash, maybe they could call in.
It doesn't seem fair. I agree with you.
I'm out up to 10 bags, and then I got $27 a month going out for recycle, and every couple, 2 or 3 weeks I throw one trash container out with recycles in it of my own, basically.
Well, the other thing is that in another month it's you have a whole new set of rules, so because there'll be a new contractor. So
here we go.
And by the way, that's done on just for information. The city council just awarded that contract, and it's done on a low bid basis. So the new company came in with a lower bid and a lower price, a lower monthly price for customers. So that's why they're switching contractors.
Yeah, well, I pay the trash company instead of the city. So the trash company gets the money, I think.
Well, that's what everybody does, as far as I know. The city
paid its fee to the city.
The city doesn't have its own.
The city would pay them.
Well, the city doesn't have its own. Some cities do. The city of Pittsburgh has its own trash removal operation, but most municipalities contract it out to somebody like Vogel or Waste Management or somebody like that.
What I'm saying is we'd send a check to the city instead of to the trash company if the city was on a contract, but it seems like whatever, maybe they take a percentage. But that's stuff to find out next time because it adds up to $200 a year extra I'm paying.
Definitely worth checking out. Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks, Dave.
Sure. Thanks, my friend. Thank you. I didn't want to get too complex there, and we do have to take a quick break here because we're about ready to talk with our first guest. But maybe in years and years ago, you handled that yourself. The city does the negotiating now because it's mandatory that you have garbage collection in the city. When they left it just to the individual to contract on their own, and a lot of people didn't do it. They didn't do it, and they'd stuff their garbage into their neighbor's bin or something like that. So it was a disaster waiting to happen. So it's mandatory now in most municipalities that you sign up. The municipality negotiates contract. It's mandatory that you participate. And that's for public health and public safety. And, you know, you don't want odorous garbage around and rodents and all that kind of stuff. Okay? All right. Okay, a break, and then we talk with our first guest today, Alan Klein, about secrets that kids know that adults ought to learn. That's coming up just a minute or two here on It's Your Turn on WISR. We'll be right back.
At the best of times, being lonely can be dispiriting. But when you're grieving because of the loss of a loved one, you need someone to talk to be with. Thompson Miller Funeral Home in Butler offers a unique, sensitive program called Someone's Caring. It's meticulously designed to help ease the emotional pain, to fill the gap when you're lonely. Men and women are invited to attend, and yes, men too are realizing it's okay to express their feelings at a small group setting. We've held hundreds of sessions in the last 20 years, have helped hundreds of folks to cope with their feelings. We have 5 programs: a grief support group for those who have lost a loved one, for survivors of a suicide, for bereaved parents, for those who have lost a pet, for individual sessions. They're conducted by our own trained bereavement specialist, Robin S. Miller. Call us at Thompson Miller, 724-287-3706, 287-3706. We can help. Thompson Miller Funeral Home at the corner of East North and McCain Streets in downtown Butler. Thompson Miller, time-honored excellence.
Join the Butler County Symphony this Saturday evening as the orchestra presents a concert entitled The Great American Songbook, Butler Intermediate High School Auditorium. Program selections include music from American legendary composers like George Gershwin, Cole Porter, Henry Mancini, and many more. A pre-concert talk with musical director and conductor Matthew Kramer starts at 6:30, the concert at 7:30. Tickets available at the Symphony Office on the Diamond in downtown Butler or online at butlersymphony.org. The Great American Songbook, this Saturday night, concert time 7:30, Butler Intermediate High School Auditorium.
We're going to have a few laughs, or at least a couple of good smiles, listeners, on the next segment of the program. Yes, we are. Welcome. If you're joining us a little bit late on the It's Your Turn program here today on WISI, that's fine. My name is Dave Malarkey. Our guest joins us on the telephone. He is Alan Klein. And as you just heard Alan say, he is able to make people smile and be joyful. And that's what we're going to be talking about today. He's actually written a number of books on this subject. First of all, let me say hello, Alan Klein. It's nice to meet you. It's nice to have you for a few minutes with us here today.
Hello, hello. I'm so glad to be anywhere. And I think it was George Burns who said that at his age, he's glad to be anywhere.
That's right.
I'm getting close to that.
Well, the title of your new book has taken a lot of people, it's given them a smile, because I've been promoting the fact that I was going to be talking with you for a couple of days. And when people hear the book title, Secrets Kids Know That Adults Ought to Learn, everybody gets a little smile. And then they're intrigued. They want to know. They want to know what the secrets are.
Well, there. I think there are eight. Yes, there are 18 of them, and everything from kids teaching us to be more kind, to be more loving, to kids teaching us to be more creative.
Ah, that's fascinating. Because, and I've never met you before. We've never talked before. I had an art teacher once, an outstanding. He was not only an outstanding painter; he was an outstanding teacher. And he told me that he preferred to teach young kids when he was doing art class. And I said, well why? What do you mean? Aren't the older ones more accomplished? He said, but the older ones have boundaries. They won't go places where a natural kid's creativity. He said, did you ever see a kid with a crayon or with a paintbrush?
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
just...
I actually have a story related to that in the Secrets Kids Know book, and it's about a teacher who went into a high school class and put a dot on the blackboard and then asked the class, what is that? And most of the kids said it was a dot on the blackboard. Then she went downstairs to a class that was more like a kindergarten class, first grade class. She put a dot on the blackboard. And kids came up with incredible stuff, like one of them said, oh, that's a dog seen from the top of the Empire State Building.
Well, kids can do this. I mean, they almost do it naturally. It's almost like it's intuitive, isn't it? But then, I don't know what happens, Alan. We lose this as we grow older.
Well, Dave, I don't know about you, but when I grew up, I was told to settle down, get serious, wipe that smirk off your face. And what happened? That's exactly what happened. And so part of the reason I wrote this book is to show everyone that childhood, that childlike, rather, being is still within us and can still come out and play. So, like, I was in an airport, and my plane was 3 hours late, and I was watching all of the adults, you know, sulk, and, oh, my God, you know, I'm going to be late, blah, blah, blah. Kids took out some toys, sat on the carpet, and there were little trucks and cars, and the pattern in the carpet became their highway, and they were just having the greatest time. Same situation, seen through the eyes of a child or the eyes of an adult.
Now, there are ramifications about learning to do this again when we're older, when we're adults. And one of the things that you talk about in your book, Secrets Kids Know That Adults Ought to Learn, one of the things you talk about, Alan Klein, is you can relieve some of the stress and worry in your life. And, you know, a lot of us are, sometimes we just feel overwhelmed by that these days.
Well, one of the things, and I certainly write about this in the book, is that I think adults don't realize how abundant the world is. And so if they're feeling overwhelmed, I mean, they can just turn that around. That's their power. You have choice in everything. So if you can just see that overwhelm in the eyes of a child, like if you're in a traffic jam, you might want to have some bubbles in the car, roll down the window and blow some bubbles. You know, that's what a child would do. They would turn it into an opportunity to play. And the other thing, a chapter in the book is about seeing the world through the eyes of a child by it's called in Zen, beginner's mind.
Okay.
So seeing everything as brand new. So if you're in a difficult situation, like Dave, give me something that stresses you out.
Oh, well, trying to get things done on time when I'm on deadline.
Okay. So how would a child deal with that?
They might just throw up their hands and say, well, if I get to this tomorrow, that's fine.
Right. So you can't do that, but you get a little bit of perspective by seeing it. Well, maybe this is not that important. This is not life-threatening. And you get that little perspective.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, kids, they, it's almost in their bones to react this way. I was talking, and this is, oh, I don't know, a couple of years ago, Alan. And by the way, listeners, we're talking with Alan Klein, and he sometimes calls himself a jollytologist. We'll talk about that in a minute here. But I was interviewing a grief counselor. She was a grief counselor. This is a couple of years ago. And we were talking about the different ways that people grieve. And she said, sometimes kids grieve in a totally different way than adults, and sometimes adults misinterpret that. You know, they shush them, they quiet them down, you know, say, what are you carrying on like this for? Sometimes that's the way kids do it. That's not all the time, but sometimes that's the way they grieve. They smile,
and I
they
think
joke.
Kids,
you know,
I used to be a hospice volunteer, and we can talk about how I came to this See Humor work. It was my wife died when she was very young, and we can talk about that if you like. But kids, I think, celebrate the person's life more than grieve the person's life.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll talk about, you know, well, Grandma, Grandpa, and I used to do this. Or, you know, they bring back those happy memories they had with that person. So there's another thing I think we can learn from kids.
Listeners, our guest is Alan Klein. A little bit of background about Alan. He is an award-winning inspirational speaker, best-selling author. He's written, oh gosh, several books down through the years. Let me give you some of the titles. You Can't Ruin My Day. I love that one. You Can't
No, you
Ruin
can.
My Day.
I'm not going to let you.
Inspiration for a Lifetime. Mom's the Word. Not Mom's the Word. Mom's the World. He has quite a large following, and I noted in some of the information that was sent from your publicist, Alan, that one of the people that you inspired and uplifted over the years was Jerry Lewis, the legendary comedian and film star. Can you share that story with us? How did you? Did he contact you? How did you find out that he read your books?
Yeah, he read my book, The Healing, my first book, The Healing Power of Humor, and then I was writing another book, and actually a friend of mine worked with him, and I said, well, could you give this to Jerry? Maybe he'll comment on it, and he did, and he said very nice things about me, so I am very grateful that he did that. I actually never met him. Although I did work in television, I was a scenic designer for 10 years at CBS Television, and I met a number of great people, including I designed, actually, the Jackie Gleason show.
Oh, wow.
For a while.
Wow.
One show, I don't know if you're old enough, Dave, but Captain Kangaroo. Do you remember Captain Kangaroo?
I know who he was.
Okay. and it was a children's show, and that's how I learned to think like a child, and still do at this age, because it helps me get a perspective on the world that's so heavy these days, that I just I get lifted up by being around children and learning from them.
This is a touch parenthetical, but just a quick comment before we take a break here. Which Gleason show did you work on? Was that his like his musical variety show where he had the June Taylor dancers? Was that
exactly,
the one?
From Florida, from Miami, with a June, from live from Florida with the June Taylor dancers.
Yeah. Oh, that was a great show.
Yeah. And I had great fun doing it. So I worked with him and did Merv Griffin show for a while. So I met a lot of stars and did the sets for a lot of stars on that show too.
Every time I hear Jackie Gleason, I got the Honeymooners. You can't escape it. It's 100 years old, but it's still funny.
Do you know they're doing a Broadway musical coming up about the Honeymooners?
I did not. No.
Yes.
Wow.
Coming up to Broadway.
Wow.
So he'll still live on.
Hey, Norton.
And away we go.
That's right. Listeners, a quick break. Fortunately, we have a few more minutes that we're able to chat with Alan Klein. And when we come back, first thing I want to talk about is daydreaming. How many times when you were a kid did people tell you to stop daydreaming? And we'll talk about that in just a minute. Our guest, Alan Klein, author of Secrets Kids Know That Adults Ought to Learn. And we'll pick up our conversation with him here on It's Your Turn on WISR right after these words.
My name is Larry Thompson, Vice Chairman of the Butler County Republican Committee. If adopted, the non-discrimination ordinance proposed for the city of Butler would expose city businesses, schools, and churches to allegations of discrimination, sometimes premised on a mere perception of discrimination as opposed to fact-based evidence. On November 7th, vote to protect Butler's businesses, schools, and churches. Vote Jeff Smith and James Campbell for city council and Ben Smith for mayor. Thank you.
Paid for by the Republican Committee. Since 1938, Hunter Truck Sales has been a leader in the trucking industry. With 19 locations, we've grown to be the largest heavy truck dealership network in the Northeast. Proudly, Hunter has employed generations of families in the region and was recently honored to be named 2017 Family Business of the Year by the Pittsburgh Business Times. Check it out online at huntertrucksales.com for truck inventory, careers, and locations. Across our network, Hunter will provide solutions for all your trucking needs.
Welcome back. Our guest is Alan Klein, author of Secrets Kids Know That Adults Ought to Learn. And we're very happy to have him with us here on the It's Your Turn program on WISR. For joining us a little bit late, no problem. My name is Dave Malarkey. Before the break, Alan, I said daydreaming. How many times did your parents or your teacher maybe say, quit daydreaming, let's get with the program here? And that kind of sticks with us when we go into adulthood, right? We have this negative feeling, this negative image, this pejorative context about daydreaming, right?
Right. And everything we do, it comes from a thought, which is daydreaming. You think, you know, I had a thought, I'm going to write this book. I had a thought when I was 7 years old and taken to see my first Broadway show that I wanted to be a scenic designer. It was just a thought. I was just daydreaming what it would be like. And what happens? I became an author. I became a scenic designer in my previous life. So kids have that. And for kids, I think the amazing thing about kids, I think definitely we lose as an adult, is that the sky is the limit. Kids could be anything, Dave. One little girl was asked, well, what do you want to be when you grow up? And she said, I want to be a dancer, clown, doctor who drives bulldozers.
Wow.
So you know, for kids, the world is abundant. I think we lose that. You know, what kids go, why can't I have that? I want that. You know, there's like no boundaries of what can be done or not done. And I think to some limits, that's a great lesson for adults to learn.
So we should... we should be a daydreamer. Never stop pretending. Never stop playing make-believe. I'm sure we had a legendary person here in our area, right in western Pennsylvania, Alan, the late Fred Rogers. And I'm sure his shows aired out on the West Coast where you are. But his shows were produced here in western Pennsylvania at the local PBS affiliate in Pittsburgh. And he had... a segment of his show, an area on his set that he called the Land of Make-Believe, that he would go into, you know, on a regular basis.
So one of the things we haven't talked about is how creative kids are, and I think Well, we did with the dot on the blackboard. But I have a funny little story about one kid. They were in a Catholic grade school, and they're in the cafeteria, and there's a bowl of apples on the line of food, and the kids are taking more than one. So the nun put a sign up that said, "Only take one apple. God is watching." And down the line of the food, there was a whole bowl of cookies. So a kid put a sign on it that said, "Take as many cookies as you want. God is watching the apples."
Oh, my. There's lots of secrets that Alan Klein shares in his book, listeners. In fact, I think he mentioned earlier in our conversation, there are 18 of them altogether. Can you name one or two that you really find as a favorite secret, Alan?
Well, one basic one, and it's actually one that resulted in this book, is that kids can teach us to be more loving, more kind, more compassionate. And when my daughter was a teenager, young teenager, I was writing my first book, The Healing Power of Humor. And every day I was writing, and I had a deadline. I, you know, had to write 6 to 8 hours a day. And there'd be a knock on the door, and I'd scream, "Yes, Sarah, what do you want? You're annoying me." And she'd come in, and she'd tell me some little thing, and she'd go out, and 10 minutes later she'd come back again. I couldn't get writing done, so I put this big sign on my door that says, "Sarah, do not disturb me unless it's an emergency." What happens 10 minutes later? You know, now I'm furious. "Yes, Sarah." You know, "Is it emergency?" She said, "Yes, Dad, open the door." And I opened the door. I said, "What is it, Sarah?" And she said, "Dad, I want to tell you I love you."
Oh, my.
Huh. And it just so touched me. And I realized here was a young kid. Here I'm writing about humor, and here was a young kid showing me that I had lost my sense of humor and that how important love is and being gentle and to ourselves and to others, I think we've lost a lot today. So that's one of my favorite lessons in the book.
Do you ever notice how a young child will sometimes seemingly with no outside motivation at all, just snuggle up to her mom, for example, and it doesn't matter where it is. I mean,
I was at a conference and I met this young kid in the luncheon room, and later in the day I saw the kid way down the pathway outside, and she came running to me and gave me this great big hug. I hardly knew this child, but we had a couple of laughs at lunch, and she remembered that and just embraced me. And, you know, kids do that. The other thing kids do, instead of holding a grudge, and certainly adults can learn this lesson these days, they kiss and make up. You know, one moment they're angry with their fellow playmate because the fellow playmate took their toy, and the next minute it's like we're best friends. And so that's another lesson, that to let go of stuff and embrace other people. You know, they're like you. They have the same problems as you. We need to be kinder, gentler, more compassionate, and certainly kids teach us that.
I saw that Love Without Boundaries a couple of weeks ago. I was in church. Mom and, I don't know, little girl about 5 or 6 maybe, I'm guessing, Mom sitting in the pew, you know, the service is going on. All of a sudden, the little girl comes over, starts snuggling up, you know, grabs Mom by the leg, and then she's kind of trying to burrow in under Mom's arm, you know, to get as close
yeah.
as you can. And I thought, boy, is that ever precious, you know? And who cares
yeah,
if it's
exactly.
in church, you know? I want to hug my mom.
Yeah, yeah. And I think we all, you know, I have a whole section of hugs, scientifically they've proven that hugs actually help our immune system. So the more hugs we can get, the better. And again, kids are huggers all the time.
I want to talk a little bit about the illustrations in your book. Listeners, we're chatting with Alan Klein. His latest book is called Secrets Kids Know That Adults Ought to Learn. Where did the illustrations come from? Did you have someone do them specifically for the book, or did you hunt them down? Where'd it come from?
Well, that's kind of a what I call a mini miracle. My daughter's an artist, and I thought, what? We've never worked together before, and I thought, what a great opportunity. She does these beautiful little cartoony drawings, and I thought, what a great opportunity to work together. And so I hired her to do the illustrations, and the amazing thing is she did these bears. So in the Be Kind section, she has two little bears hugging. In Be Playful, she has a bear juggling balls. And they're all, each chapter, so there are 18 or so, 20 maybe, illustrations of bears doing, like teddy bears, doing different things. The publisher did not know this was going to happen, or what she was illustrating. She didn't know what the cover would look like, and the publisher put a bear on the cover.
Hmm. That is
perfect. Yeah. Absolutely perfect. I knew that was just the right thing then.
A mini miracle indeed. Our time begins to run short. I was in a department store. I was in Walmart a week or so ago. There was a mom with two little girls. And the one girl got behind, you know, as they were going up to the checkout line. And she suddenly realized that she was 20 feet or so behind mom and her sister. And did she walk up or walk briskly to catch up to them? No, she skipped. And I thought, I was, you know, her hands were waving, she's skipping. I mean, kids are just able to experience joy like this effortlessly. They don't even have to think about it.
So there is a stress reliever for adults. If you're under pressure or something, get up and skip around the room. And see, it changes your energy immediately.
I don't know whether I'd be... Go skipping down the aisle at Walmart, though, Alan.
Well, maybe not in public, but if you're in an office, if you're home and the vacuum cleaner or whatever just broke, get up and skip around the house.
Listeners, we've been chatting with Alan Klein, an award-winning inspirational speaker, and I think you can probably gather that if you've just been listening to our interview. His new book is called Secrets Kids Know That Adults Ought to Learn. Is there a website, Alan, that you have that people can get more information on you and your work?
Of course, and it's just my name. So it's www.alanklein.com. They need to spell both names correctly. It's ALLENKLEIN.com.
Alan, nice to talk with you today.
It's been great, Dave. Thank you.
I'm halfway across the country, but I got to be honest with you, I've been smiling through our whole interview.
All right. Keep it up all day.
Okay, my friend.
And
thanks.
Skip around the room.
I think I'm going to do it. So long now.
Thank you. Bye.
The Young Funeral Home of Butler invites you to stop by their Jefferson Street location, downtown Butler, to talk about pre-arrangements. Not the easiest thing to do, but necessary. And the Young family will walk you through the process, making it very comfortable and really easy to take care of. You'll experience peace of mind knowing that your wishes and plans will be carried out to the last detail. Call the Young Funeral Home in Butler today to make an appointment with a member of the Young family. Generations of the Young family have been caring for generations of Butler families for well over 40 years. The Young Funeral Home, West Jefferson Street in Butler. For so many of us, a loving pet is, well, it's a member of the family, isn't it? If you're looking for a veterinarian you can trust when it comes time for a checkup or treatment for a pet that's ill, consider Suburban Animal Clinic and Dr. Dennis Damon, Route 8 South of Butler, 4 miles south of Butler, right at the intersection of Route 8 South and Thorncrest Drive. Dr. Damon treats small animals, dogs, cats, all small animals, and exotic pets, too. If you have a question about illness, symptoms, shots, a checkup, if you need to talk to someone about concerns with an aging pet or a pet near the end of life, you can trust Dr. Dennis Damon. He loves animals. He's a pet owner himself. Dr. Dennis Damon, veterinarian at Suburban Animal Clinic. Hours by appointment only, Monday through Saturday. Credit cards are accepted, and he makes house calls, too. Dr. Dennis Damon, Suburban Animal Clinic, Route 8, 4 miles south of Butler at the intersection of Route 8 and Thorncrest Drive. Phone 287-5289. Welcome back, folks. Our final guest on the Friday edition of It's Your Turn, and our final guest for the week as the weekend looms ahead. We say hi to Sharon Snyder, who's going to share details with us of a holiday a benefit program that is just getting underway. It's called Hang Tough. First of all, Sharon, nice to see you. Nice to have you here today.
Thanks, Dave. It's great to be here.
Yeah, all of a sudden we're talking about holiday programs. Wow.
Sorry. I hate to bring the bearer of bad news that it's less than 8 weeks away till Christmas, but it is.
Well, I've been warning people, once Halloween is gone, it's just like one thing after another. I mean,
it just happens.
Here we changed the clocks this weekend. Tuesday's Election Day. A couple of days after that is Veterans Day. Less than 2 weeks after that, it's Thanksgiving. It just flies by.
It does fly. Time does fly.
Yeah. So I saw, I'm out in our lobby here at WISR this morning, and I see a sign going up for Hang Tough and a big stocking, a big gigantic stocking, and a big gigantic box that looks like it's there to collect something.
It is there to collect something, Dave.
So inquiring minds want to know what's going on here.
That's great. That's why we want those inquiring minds, so we can share this information. Hang Tough, stocking stuff with love and care. It's not a brand new program by any means. It's a very lengthy program that's been around since 2011, initiated in Butler County. A gal named Kim Berplicher was actually a member of Martina McBride's fan club. Oh. Martina McBride wrote a song, We're Gonna Love You Through It, and she got that song because of a friend of hers that had cancer. So with the song, they made a music video, and the music video had a girl named Tara in it, and the Martina McBride team formed so that they could all support anyone that had cancer, and from there, Tara decided to gather stockings up and take them to a local cancer clinic. So all of Martina McBride's fan clubs that wanted to participate started to do that. Kim Berplicher did it in Butler, and with success with her mom and her aunt and friends and relatives, they were able to take some stockings out to Benbrook Medical Center and deliver them to the cancer patients locally. I've always participated by donating stockings, but now I'm chairing this. So I'm not a member of Martina McBride's fan club, but it doesn't matter because our stockings are staying local in Butler County.
Well, Martina McBride is a huge country star for people that don't know who that is.
She is.
So if she got even a fraction of her fan clubs involved, that would be a pretty big team effort.
Right. And what the whole goal of the project is to bring a smile to someone's face, someone that you probably have never met, but also a smile to someone that's suffering and maybe down in the dumps for Christmas holidays and, you know, not cheerful and jolly like everybody thinks Christmas is all about, but they're trying to fight for their life. And that's why we came up with the Hang Tough, because we're here to fight with them, but we want to bring a smile to their face.
Well, we here at Butler Radio Group and WISR and our sister stations are certainly more than happy to partner up with you and help to publicize this and help to be a collection point. I guess you have several collection points.
We do. This is the first year that I kind of took a spin on things. Let me back up a little bit because I've always helped Vicki at the radio station here, especially with the purple picnic in the parking lot. That's always a tongue twister, but she's always had the cancer fundraisers. We've always dealt with a lot of things, the purple pancakes and the purple eggs and all those good things, but this year I went to her and asked if she would help me with this, so we rolled it all together. And then we actually have three sponsors this year, two more besides the radio, so there's different places that they can gather up the stockings and help produce commercials and advertise it a little bit to see if we can get more. Word of mouth, social media, that's still always the best way to get words around, but we know this radio station works.
So, what's the deal? I have a pink sheet here that says it's a stocking stuffer wish list.
That is. We have a little cheat sheet. It's on your website at the radio network. But we also have them out and about everywhere. It's just ideas. So, basically, all you have to do is go shopping, buy a stocking, and stuff it with all kinds of things so that when we deliver the stockings the day that the patients actually receive them, they get coloring books or Sudoku books, or they get crosswords or word search. They have hand sanitizers. They have bottles of water and crackers and chapstick and very useful, very needed things to pass their time away while they're sitting for their treatments, and also while they can take them home. Some of the stockings, no two are alike, but some of the stockings might have stuffed animals for their dogs or cats, or when they get home, different things that you can have in the stockings, because it is a unique individual stocking. What you're going to put in yours is going to be completely different than what I put in mine.
I'm going to, as we chat here today, I'm going to go down through this wish list, because some of these things are terrific, but they wouldn't necessarily pop into my mind.
Right.
As something that you could very easily put into a stocking. By the way, you can find red Christmas stockings in about 1,000 places, so there's no trouble finding a stocking somewhere.
Nope, you can go to the dollar stores, you can go to Kmart's and Walmart's, and even the grocery stores have stockings.
Sure,
so
sure.
You can buy a stocking and then you can stuff it. I've had phone calls asking how much they have to put into it. There's no cost, because it's from your heart. We want you to stuff it with what you feel you'd like to give someone. So whether you're making it a family project, or you're making it a learning lesson to your children, or it's a Sunday school project, or it's out there. It's everybody. Once again, like I said, word of mouth. We have bowling leagues. We have card clubs. We have people that are, can I do that? Can I stuff a stocking? And there's just a whole lot of people jumping on board to stuff stockings to share the love.
What could you put into, these are just thought starters, deck of cards? Could be playing cards, could be something like Uno. I haven't played Uno in
it could be
decades. But that's something that passes the time, you know.
Cards definitely pass the
mm-hmm.
time. The new adult coloring books are a big hit, because you can add a set of colored pencils or crayons, and the new adult coloring books have beautiful pictures. Sometimes they're postcards, so they can recycle those and send them to their friends and loved ones. You can stick a little $5 sheets card or gas card or something, because sometimes they need transportation, so they feel that they could reciprocate to the people that are driving them for their treatments.
Excellent idea. A gas card, a gift card, a magazine, a book, hand lotion. Sometimes your hands get dry, especially as we head into the winter.
They do. Crackers are a big thing. We've had people tell us that crackers are a major thing, because they do get upset stomachs while they're getting their treatments. So
mm-hmm.
something to munch on, some candy to suck on. Lemon drops are a big thing, because they like that flavor of lemon. I had someone tell me the other day that toothpaste and toothbrushes are a good thing, because that's a major thing that they need to take care of is their teeth.
Small journal. It's a book you can write in. Kleenex and wet wipes. What did we do before wet wipes were invented anyway?
I don't know.
I keep those things everywhere.
They pop up easy, don't they?
Yeah, keeping a car and a golf bag everywhere. Hand sanitizer, a small blanket, stamps, granola bars, trail mix, and those little travel-sized toiletries that you find in many mm-hmm. department stores.
Yep, any of those can work.
Mm-hmm.
The stretch gloves. The only thing is, this year we have to make it unisex, because with the new government regulations and HIPAA laws and everything, we're not allowed to know how many males or how many females. So we make them unisex so that there is no discriminating. They're just there, and they're passed out as the patients come through the door.
So you can pick up, if you want to get involved, you can pick up a stocking, and then you can start grabbing some stuff to put in it. Once you get your stocking filled, what do you do with it, Sharon?
Well, you can either give me a call. My number's out there for everyone at 724-496-1468, or they can bring their stuffed stocking down to the radio station on Pillow Street, take it out to Headlines of Hair on Route 68 by Eraser's Go-Kart, or take it out to Schneider's 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning on Unionville Road. So we've kind of
nice.
Hit.
You have three different geographical locations.
Exactly. North, south, east, kind of all there.
The radio station offices, by the way, studios and offices, are at 252 Pillow Street, which is about 100 yards up the street from the ballpark where the Blue Sox play, Kelly Automotive Park. And Schneider's Heating and Air Conditioning is that North Road? I can't. It's just off Route 8 North at Unionville.
Right.
Yeah.
You can cut across North Road, or you can head up Route 8. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Not too far from Shadrach's. They could take their tour of the Christmas lights and then head down there and drop off stockings. Or
I forgot about that. Yeah, you could come in North Road from the other direction, from 422.
Mm-hmm.
Very convenient. And where did you say the hair place is? Headlines of Hair?
It's out on Route 68 across from the farm show grounds, right where the Erasers go-kart track is.
Oh, okay. I know where that is, yeah.
So it's a convenient in place, and if they need to get their hair or nails done while they're there, they can drop their stocking off and do that.
Very good. Very good. Yeah, that's really a growing area now out there.
It is. 68's very busy.
A lot of car dealers going in out there and so on and so forth.
But just to enlighten you a little bit, we have a bunch of people that have called that wanted to know if they could be involved. We have a couple different churches doing it as a fundraiser for youth groups and for some Bible study groups. We have, like I said, bowling leagues. We have two Girl Scout troops that are on board, so the girls can earn badges by doing good deeds for others. We have card clubs. We have a couple doctor's offices that have the posters up and are gladly taking them from their patients. We have one school that's really involved, and that is Northwest Elementary School. And I just helped set up a big visual display case the other day so that when the kids are walking by and they see all these little individual things they could go shop for, each classroom out there is going to fill three stockings as a group project. And then if that catches on enough that they'd like to take that home and the parents would like to do one as a family project, then we can get that many more.
What a wonderful idea this is. Yeah. So you can go shopping for your little stocking stuffers there. You can get a stocking, of course. Stocking stuffers. Drop them off at any of the three locations we just mentioned. But how do the stockings, the filled stockings, how do they get to the patients who need them? Well, how is the delivery accomplished? Is this magic or what?
It's magic. Mrs. Claus actually gets them and separates and counts out, and they go to, believe it or not, there's four cancer clinics or four places that patients get treatments in Butler, on Benbrook Road, at Crossroads, out on 3868 and 422. Down in Cranberry at UPMC, they have a special treatment place for the breast cancer, and then the radiation at Benbrook.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't want to leave anyone out, so we are really aiming high for our goal of stockings. Now, of course, Mrs. Claus always has a major goal in mind, and that's so no one is left out. So hopefully between 500 and 1,000 stockings are gathered up this year. And that is because we have our sponsors. I think getting the word out, being on the radio, talking to you, letting everybody know. Last year we collected 298, and we were able to give some to some hospice patients also. So Mrs. Claus gets a few elves together, and they pack their cars and pack their trucks and head on out to all these clinics. And we get the boxes in there, and then depending on the days that the clinics actually work with us, we take them back and give hugs and take pictures with Mrs. Claus and pray with people or see with people. We sing Christmas carols or pass the time and hand out stockings.
Do I know this Mrs. Claus, by the way?
I'll tell you, she gets around Butler a lot. She does.
I think I've seen her around, yes.
She's at the parade every year, Dave.
Yes, that's where I've seen her.
She is. She's at the parade every year.
And by the way, dressed just as you would expect Mrs. Claus to be dressed, too, by the way.
She is. And actually, word has it, she has some new aprons that were just delivered.
Oh, new duds, huh?
New duds this year. She had a lot of little girls that kept asking her to wear blue. Why, I have no idea, unless it was the Frozen movie or something, but
that could be, because Frozen has simply overwhelmed all of our little girls.
They have. Yeah. And it was cute, because Mrs. Claus was always asked, why do you always wear red and green? Because it's Christmas, right? But they wanted blue, so fun thing was, Mrs. Claus now has a pretty blue apron.
Wow. But still, the red.
Oh, yeah, she has red and green, too. But yeah.
Does Mrs. Claus wear a hat when she's delivering?
She does. She has a nice little old lady bonnet that she wears that matches her aprons, too. Kind of have some inside information on this Mrs. Claus, don't you?
I think I know her pretty well, yes, actually. Mrs. Claus does not appear in the Night Before Christmas. That's all about Mr. Claus, right?
Yeah.
But we all know what Mrs. Claus looks like because we've seen her in countless books and movies and so on and so forth.
And, you know, it's funny because a lot of times kids are crying when they go to approach Santa. It's that big white beard. It's the big ho-ho-ho jolly guy. But yet when Mrs. Claus is around, it's kind of like that grandmother figure. Mm-hmm. And they don't even hesitate. I don't know if it's the smell of the cookies that are always on her apron or what it is, but they just have that little whimsical. Usually they're not afraid of Mrs. Claus. So it's just a fun little thing to keep going with imagination.
So she'll be zooming down from the North Pole probably mid-December, I would imagine.
She's got many scheduled visits in Butler. Actually, there's a gal that we were talking to, and she brought along a cancer. They have a cancer support group. And Mrs. Claus was asked to actually sing some Christmas carols with the support group and hand out some more stockings. So she'll be here in town for that, and then she'll be back to hand out the stockings to the rest of the clinics.
She sings in addition to making cookies.
She does sing in addition to making cookies.
This is a real renaissance woman here.
I'll tell you.
Mrs. Claus.
She is like a Wonder Woman. Sometimes her husband probably wonders where she's at.
This is a great thing that you're doing, Sharon. Sharon Snyder visiting with us with details on. Folks, have you heard about this? They hang tough stockings stuffed with love and care. And by the way, you know, we were giving you some ideas. You can be very creative. And what do you want to put in a stocking?
You can be very creative with what you stuff in that stocking.
Absolutely. We need to take a break, so let's do that, and we'll be back. Talk a little bit more with Sharon here on WISR in just a moment. By the way, speaking of the holidays, folks, holiday season is here. And if you are, if you have out-of-town gifts to mail, to deliver, to send, do keep Gone Postal Butler in mind. Gone Postal Butler, it's a business just off Newcastle Road behind King's and Villa Grande. And what do? There? They package your items for shipping. And over the coming month and a half, that's probably the busiest shipping time of the year, right? With holiday gifts going to faraway places. By the way, you can ship it any way you want when you're having Going Postal Butler do your packing for you. You can ship it FedEx or UPS or U.S. Postal Service, whatever. They offer other services, too, as you might expect from a friendly neighborhood shipping center. Gone Postal Butler. They have copy service. They do scanning, faxing, mailbox rentals if you need a temporary mailbox. They have custom boxes, greeting cards. There's an official notary there. Sometimes you need to notarize something before it goes out in a package. You could even grab a lottery ticket while you're there. Gone Postal Butler, your friendly neighborhood shipping center. They're on Shockey Lane. It's right behind Kings and Villa Grande, just off Newcastle Road there in the Shockey Mini Storage. Here's phone number. Call them, get more information on their services. Gone Postal Butler. Call them at 724-841-0044. Gone Postal Butler.
Midday lottery numbers for you today. The pick two is 5353. The pick three, 784-784. Pick four, 7141. The pick 507760. The wild ball for each of those is 7. The treasure hunt is 2, 6, 19, 24, and 29. Estimated jackpot for tomorrow's treasure hunt is $10,000.
It seems that almost every day there's news of a breakthrough in healthcare. New medicines and procedures, imaging that opens a new window into the human body. At Butler Health System, interventional radiologist Dr. Thomas Franco understands that even with these breakthroughs, no technology can replace the human side of care.
Every image tells us a story, but there's a bigger picture, and we never lose sight of that. Healthcare is more than practicing medicine. It's about taking the time to understand where every patient is coming from.
For cardiac electrophysiologist Dr. David Schwartzman, that understanding is ultimately the key to better outcomes.
Technology isn't enough. Skill isn't enough. We have all of that. It's about improving the quality of the lives we touch every day.
At Butler, we know what it takes to provide the very best of care. But more importantly, we know why we have to. Caring hands, remarkable minds. That's Butler Health System.
Does your pharmacy tell you your wait time for a prescription will take a half an hour or longer, or maybe won't even be ready until the next day? Don't think this is your only option. At Institute Hill Pharmacy, we have made it a priority to take care of our customers' needs first because your time is precious. Most wait times are under 10 minutes. So don't you think it's time to make a switch to Institute Hill Pharmacy? Located at 937 East Jefferson Street, or find us on Facebook. Institute Hill Pharmacy, an old-fashioned pharmacy just the way you remember.
Welcome back, good friends. Nice to have you with us on a Friday on It's Your Turn. Certainly nice to be chatting here with Sharon Snyder about this wonderful program, Hang Tough, Stockings Stuffed with Love and Care. And we'll go over the particulars for you again before we wrap up here today. But do you have any stories you can share with us? Because you've been doing this for a while, Sharon.
I have. I was in with a couple different organizations that raised quite a bit of fun things to fill stockings, and we were like the magical elves that came together and stuffed stockings. Mm-hmm. And then I also was with myself as families and stuffing the stockings and donating them, because if you stop and think about it, I don't think there's one person out there that hasn't been touched by cancer one way or the other, whether it was a family member, a loved one, or a friend that has, you know, battled the cancer or whatever. Two stories I can share with you, Dave. One was a very good friend who was diagnosed with breast cancer, was receiving treatments, got a stocking. When she heard that I was helping with this, she called and said, "Can I participate?" "Yeah, sure." She struggled because she didn't know if she wanted to use the stocking she got, because that was a nice, heartwarming reminder that she battled, she won, she beat it. But yet, she struggled because she's like, maybe I want to pay that forward and use that stocking to give to someone else to hug and hold and do whatever. So she's very actively involved with stuffing stockings. The other one was, out of the 298 stockings we stuffed last year and took, you know, people that brought them to us, but when we delivered the 298 stockings, sometimes people will put an inspirational card, Christmas card, just words of praise and keep fighting and hang tough and whatnot. And cute story was, one of my own friends from church was battling cancer. She received a stocking, and out of those 298 stockings, what were the chances she'd get the stocking from our own church? So you never know which one's getting into whose hands, but it's really cool when they read the inspirational notes that are in there, and just, you know, touching stories, very touching stories. And, you know, the humbling experience of handing them out and giving them a hug. And you don't know what that hug really means. Just one day, one smile, full of stocking stuck. That was a tongue twister. Stocking stuffers.
I've stumbled on that one myself, so don't feel bad. Folks, this is a wonderful thing. It's not that time-consuming, but you do want to kind of get on the stick, because already we're a first weekend in November here. So
right.
This is going to happen pretty quickly. If you want to buy a stocking somewhere, it does not have to be an elaborate, expensive stocking, for heaven's sakes. And then creative choices are encouraged with what you can stuff it with. We went over a whole list of ideas for you, but use your own imagination. And then drop off your stuffed stocking.
There you go. You got it.
At any of a number of places, including right here in our main lobby here at Butler Radio Network at our WISR studios, 252 Pillow Street. You can drop off stuffed stockings at Headlines of Hair Concepts, Evans City Row. That's right by Erasers, the go-kart track. Also at Schneider's One Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, which is on Unionville Road, just off Route 8 North, and really only a few miles off 422 as well.
Right.
It's kind of out by Lake Arthur there.
And I do know, Dave, that if you don't have time to stuff a full stocking, there are many businesses out there that have boxes that they're gathering. One of the ones that just jumped on board with us was Jazzercise down at Route 8. So that's another direction south. And she has a big box out to gather up stuff. And then her company and her friends and people that exercise are going to stuff stockings.
Oh, that's a great idea, too.
So there's a lot of places out there. Like I said, if you need some more information, check your website on the radio station or give me a call.
And you might also bring a stocking to the Spirit of Christmas Parade, right?
You might.
Because we'll have some collection boxes around there.
Yes.
And there'll be thousands of people downtown for that the Saturday after Thanksgiving, 5:30 p.m. for the parade.
And another question a lot of people ask is, will this be an ongoing thing? I'd love to see it happen every year. So keep your eyes open for half-price stockings and stock up on them after Christmas.
Excellent idea. Yeah, yeah. Sharon Snyder visiting with us, who has, from what I understand, a real inside contact, a real back-channel hotline to Mrs. Claus. So she'll be able to, any information or questions that